Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. The new documentary Company Town follows a group of citizens in Crossett, Arkansas, who are fighting for their lives against Georgia Pacific. That's one of the country's largest paper mills and chemical plants. It's owned by the billionaire Koch brothers. Here is the trailer for Company Town. Run down
to the river. It's all around us. Run down. At the end of the street, we have citizens up there with cancer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that we have door-to-door cancer like we have. Door-to-door cancer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just injustice. People are getting sick. They're dying. Everything around here is poison. The air, the dirt, the water. If our government doesn't fix this, then I don't know what kind of government they are.
Koch Industries is the second largest privately held company in the United States.
Koch Industries now brings in about $115 billion in a year.
Some of us say we might be afraid of Georgia Pacific. What can they do? What they're already doing to us.
There's horrible smells where I live. The dump trucks pour out a lot of bad stuff for our bodies.
I have been witness to Georgia Pacific spending over $4 million just to hide the process.
How many of our children and family members have to die in order to keep one job?
You literally have the same person putting a paycheck in your pocket that's taking that money back out in the form of pain and suffering.
And we're trapped in a situation because of the GP plan.
We need the Koch brothers to stand up and be responsible to the people here in Crossett, Arkansas. We don't want no handout. We want this area clean.
And that is a trailer for the new documentary Company Town, which follows citizens in Crossett, Arkansas. They're fighting against Georgia Pacific, one of the nation's largest paper mills and chemical plants owned by the billionaire Koch brothers. They make everyday products that you probably buy or have bought in the past, including quilted northern toilet paper, brawny paper towels, and Dixie cups. Scientists have detected and recorded 74 different chemicals being released into the air and the waters by Georgia Pacific residents. Residents are dying from cancers that scientists link to these toxins. A whistleblower speaks out, saying that he was actually hired to bury the chemicals and to hide the chemicals. The EPA still won't step in and help, but citizens say they are not backing down. And joining us to talk about the new documentary is Natalie Kotke Masako. She is Company Town's director, writer, and producer. Natalie spent 6 years documenting air and water pollution and cancer deaths in Crossett. She gained access to the community, workers, and a whistleblower. Natalie has produced a number of investigative documentaries, including a related one called Koch Brothers Exposed. Natalie Kotke Masako joins us from the studios of KPCC in Pasadena. Hi, Natalie. Congratulations on the film, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Rose. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Well, I'm very glad that you're telling this story. We're also joined by David Bowie, a pastor and community leader in Crossett, Arkansas, where he has lived for 30 years. David Bowie worked at Georgia Pacific for 10 years. He uses a breathing machine 4 times a day, and in the film, he says his shortness of breath continues to get worse. Residents in 11 out of 15 homes on David Street, Penn Road, have died of cancer. For the last 4 years, David has worked to bring attention to the people suffering in his community. He formed the Crossett Concerned Citizens for Environmental Justice. That's a group dedicated to the cleanup of his community. And in the film, he asks, how many people have to die in Crossett, Arkansas, in order to have one job? Hi, David. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. And are you having a problem hearing me?
No, you sound great. And David, I feel like I know you and your wife because you're featured so prominently in the film. Natalie, I want to start off with you. There have been so many stories about the Koch brothers, about Georgia Pacific, although I'm guessing that most people still don't know that the Koch brothers own quilted northern paper towels, for example, or toilet paper, Brawny paper towels, and Dixie cups. When did you first learn about the Koch brothers owning Georgia Pacific and this particular plant in Crossett, Arkansas?
I first learned about the Koch brothers back in 2011 while working with director Robert Greenwald of Brave New Films on his documentary that he directed called Koch Brothers Exposed. And I co-produced that documentary. And, you know, before working on that, I never heard about the Koch brothers, did not know who Charles and David Koch were, and did not understand the massive influence that they have in our country politically and personally with the products they make. So it was a huge learning experience working with Robert Greenwald. And I stumbled upon Crossett while producing this segment for Robert's film, and was totally taken aback by the situation there. I remember calling Mr. Bowie, and he said, "I don't know who you are. I won't speak with you over the phone." And that's how dire and serious a situation there. So I flew there a couple of days later, and it was unbelievable the amount of pollution that I physically experienced and witnessing door-to-door cancer and stories of so much loss and suffering. And in this town, it's Georgia Pacific, the paper mill and chemical plant, that is causing this pollution. And this plant, owned by Charles and David Koch, produces so many household products found in Americans' homes, Brawny paper towels, Dixie paper cups, Quilted Northern. So this is a massive company that that we use their daily products, and we know where they come from, and it's from Koch Industries.
Pastor Bowie, you have lived in Crossett, Arkansas for 30 years. You worked at Georgia Pacific for 10 years. Before we get into the details, tell us a little bit about your town, Crossett, Arkansas. It has a population of just over about 6,000 people.
Oh, it used to, but now it's close to 4,000. So many people have relocated. So many people have died here that it's pathetic. The town is shrinking very fast.
Well, tell us a little bit about the town.
I came here in 81. It's a close populated, a little colony of people. I moved here in 1981, and the people are just a community that believe in the paper mill because it totally supports the town. And they feel that they can't survive without the paper mill. Therefore, the paper mill can get away with so much. And they look the other way. The people, the citizens, and the leading people look the other way. But it's so much sickness and death here that I felt that the Lord was drawing me more and more to speak out against it. Mm. And the more I got into researching, the more I wanted to research and speak out against the problems that we face here. It has been an ongoing situation for many years. I think it goes way back maybe 1920 or even before then, when the Crossett camp, when it just started as a little county, country town paper mill, it grew, and the same process of disposing the wastewater is just a common practice. It's just the way we do it, is what they say. And so many things, it's just the way we've been doing it, you know.
You say that so many of the people who work for Georgia Pacific look the other way, and a number of people in the film say they don't speak out for fear of losing their jobs. I mean, this is their livelihood.
Yes, this is correct. And when you look at a company town as Crossett is, with the paper mill in the heart of the city, and people are all around the paper mill, they are exposed to the toxic chemicals and the wastewater, the vapors from the wastewater and what have you. They're working themselves. They have their loved ones working there. So many people who have worked there over 40 years have given their lives. And when they come out to retire because of their health, they come to find that they're in the fourth stage of cancer. Even local doctors tend to lean an agreement with the company, because you could be in the fourth stage of cancer and your local doctors or primary care doctors who you've been seeing for some time haven't even told you or said anything in the manner that you have cancer, mm-hmm. and you have to be at the point of death before you know about it. It's just a tightly knitted town. When I first came here, companies like Walmart would want to move in the area and set up, but the people in the chamber would not allow them to come in. They had to buy property outside the city and build a Walmart store. And then the city migrated out where the Walmart store was. It's just the way we've been doing it. We can't get over the stagnated water. The way people have been doing things over the years is, if you're part of the community, then it's that they want to support you. But when you're an outsider, then you're an enemy. You're an enemy.
Pastor Bowie, in the film, you talk about the residents on your street. Residents in 11 out of 15 homes on your street, Penn Road, have died of cancer. And in the opening scene, it's so powerful because you actually walk down the street and you point at the homes. You talk about the people who live there, the people who have died, and the people who are suffering. And during that scene, you talk about how at that moment, the air that you're breathing is coming off of the wastewater pond. What is that?
Yes.
What does that smell like? What does that do to your body?
It makes your body weak. It gives you respiratory problems. Over a period of time, those people that I was speaking about, the Parkers, the Perkins, the Thompson, the Reeds, the Penns, the Chases, and Gibbs, Duprees, those people that passed away, sometimes two in the household pass away with cancer, and they're breathing the air off the wastewater pond. They're breathing the vapors from the smokestacks, and it's terrible. It's a horrible smell. And the focus that we've been looking at here in the last 4 or 5 years is on hydrogen sulfide. All of the chemicals that Georgia Pacific use at their operation, they have benzene, formaldehyde, so many toxic chemicals, but the focus is on hydrogen sulfide, and that's not fair to the community. We have a right to know what we breathe. We have a right to know what we are being exposed to. They have the MSDS material data sheets, and they know what these side effects are, but they won't let the people know. When we complain about the air being strong, there being a terrible, terrible odor that wake us up at night, we can't bear it, and they'll say, well, we'll send somebody out. It'd be 2 weeks later before somebody come to investigate, and it's gone. It's not there as it was at the time we were complaining. And so many people, so many children, even our children, that's the hurting factor. Mm. When our children who have to go to a private school or have to go to a public school for an education, it's the law that they have to go to school for an education. And when those kids get to school, then the fumes are entrapped in the classroom, and their respiratory system is so bad to where they'll start crying and having problems. The teacher will take the kids to the principal's office, and the principal will call the parents to come out and pick your child up. It's sick. And then they'll take the child to the local doctor, or it's just a virus that the child has picked up. They'll be okay in a couple of days. We'll give them a look. This is not fair. This is not fair. One parent had a little girl around 8 years old who had to have her reproduction organs taken out because of a cancer, rapid growing cancer they never seen at the Children Hospital in Little Rock. It's just so many sad, sad stories here. And as a minister, as a pastor, as a leader, I cry out. So many people resent me for it, but I have to cry out. I have to cry out for help, hoping and trusting that the Lord will bless somebody that can come along and help us, the citizens of Crossett.
Pastor Bowie, why do you say people resent you for it?
Well, you have people stuck on the idea that you're trying to close the paper mill down. You're trying to run them out of town. All we want is Georgia Pacific to operate as they operate in other areas. They can operate clean. They manufacture products that can help clean up the area. Although in the Crossett, Arkansas area, so much toxic chemicals have been buried in the ground as this over the years, and it's been covered up. with topsoil that the vapors come up out the ground. Right behind my house here, they have had wastewater ponds that they fill in, and the vapors come from that when the temperature change. And it's just so many things that they can't fix, but there are so many things that they could fix. For instance, we have just down the street from me here on Penn Road, you have another street called Thurman Road. And on Thurman Road, it's not like Penn Road. All black live on Penn Road. On Thurman Road, all white live on Thurman Road. And back in 97, they went down there and they put a proposition to those people. Everybody that wanted to be relocated, they bought them out. Those that didn't want to be relocated, they paid them good money and allowed them to stay there. And sign a little old certificate statement saying they would not come up against Georgia Pacific again. There was a man down there that signed the agreement that he was going to relocate, and he bought some more property, maybe 400 or 500 yards from where his previous property was, and built a brand new house. And he stayed there a little while, and come to find out, he had his wife, new wife, was having a baby, and they couldn't stay there. It's just things that we're not being treated fair. They're being biased toward us, and we can see it. We know when we're not treated right. We know when the doctors just say something to us just to get us by. But now I can see the resentment from a lot of people, both black and white, who wish that they would let this lie, they would just let it sleep and not bring it up. But it's just too many children are being born, too many children are suffering, and somebody have to say and do something. Too many senior citizens are sick because of they can't afford to pay for their medical expenses, but they have to tolerate it. They have to tolerate it because the smell is there, the stench is there.
Pastor David Bowie is featured in the new documentary Company Town. Pastor Bowie worked at Georgia Pacific, one of the country's largest paper mills and chemical plants owned by the billionaire Koch brothers, for 10 years. He uses a breathing machine 4 times a day. He says his shortness of breath is just getting worse. Residents in 11 out of 15 homes on his street, Penn Road, have died of cancer. And for the last 4 years, Pastor Bowie has worked to bring attention to the people suffering in his community. We're also joined today by Natalie Kotke-Misako. She is Company Town's director, writer, and producer. She spent 6 years documenting air and water pollution and cancer deaths in Crossett. She interviewed a wide range of people, from community members to scientists. The film is now open in L.A. and New York, and hopefully it'll be open in the Bay Area in the coming months. According to Elaine Shannon, editor-in-chief of the Environmental Working Group, this particular plant brings in about $115 billion a year. Let's hear from William in Belvedere. Hi, William. Welcome to the show.
I've been giving out a leaflet here in Tiburon in front of the supermarket, and the people are very receptive. What it says is, don't make the Koch brothers more brawny, which is, I'm sure you would recognize that there's a play on words there with the brawny paper towels being made by Georgia Pacific.
Right.
And people, you know, brawny strong, that concept of strong. So don't make the Koch brothers stronger by buying Georgia Pacific products. And if you look on paper products at your store, paper towels, toilet paper, napkins, etc., you'll see that those made by Georgia Pacific are labeled Georgia Pacific, such as Northern Quilted and Dixie Cups and things like that. And so each of us can have a political effect and accomplish a social good by finding an economic lever. And in this case, the lever is simply not to buy the products that enrich Georgia Pacific and the Koch brothers and the political activities that the Koch brothers undertake. So it's in our hands not to make a joke about paper towels and wiping our hands, but it really is in our hands. If we don't buy their products, then they won't have the money to do the things that they do. At least that's my perspective.
Well, thank you, William. And so many citizens in the film said they need the government to step in because this has become such a massive, massive issue. And I wanted to ask you, just to get some facts out there, Natalie, you interviewed Wilma Subra. She's a chemist at the Louisiana Environmental Action Network. And she has tested the water in this area. And the results revealed benzene and 60 other chemicals. Altogether, though, she's detected about 74 different chemicals being released into the air from Georgia-Pacific. She said that when she came to town, she wanted to test formaldehyde. She says the company stopped the processes that used formaldehyde so it wouldn't come up. But hydrogen sulfide was continually released, which causes respiratory problems, coughing, shortness of breath, headaches, destroys lung tissue, and that doesn't regenerate. Can you talk about this, just to get this on the record? 74 different chemicals have been detected and recorded.
Yes, it's egregious what's happening with the chemical exposure with the citizens in Crossett. Wilma Subra, along with Cheryl Slavant, the Ouachita Riverkeeper, have spent the last 6 years documenting and testing independently the water and the air, because the EPA has failed to do their job, and the Arkansas Department of Environmental Protection Agency has the state agency has failed to do their job. So these experts, along with the citizens, have taken the action into their own hands. And on Edwards Road, Mrs. Edwards, who is a neighbor, lives right behind a creek that the citizens call Stink Creek. And we tested, in the film we show this, we tested the tap water, and that tap water result directly revealed 60 chemicals, one of them, which is benzene, which is extremely deadly and which is a carcinogen labeled by the EPA. So it's incredibly grave, the situation in Crossett, and you see in the film over and over that the actions that the citizens are taking, because the state agency is looking the other way. And every single day, 45 million gallons of toxic water is dumped into the Ouachita River, which that river provides the community their drinking water. So the community is being hit on many angles, and they're really trapped in a situation where that they can't escape from. It's essentially a fence line community where they get hit by the air plumes that you see in the film that are massively pumping out chemicals on a daily basis, one of which is an extreme violation currently called hydrogen sulfide that Wilma is currently documenting. And the other angle that the citizens are being exposed to is the water contamination that we mentioned that has benzene in their tap water, in their drinking water. Wilma Subra, along with Anthony Samsel, who's a scientist in our film, have advised residents not to drink the tap water, not to cook with the water, and not to bathe in their water. They have been advised to drink solely from bottled water, very similar to the advisement that we saw with Flint, Michigan, from the lead contamination. So the situation there is very grave, and the agencies are failing to do their job.
Anthony Samuel, a research scientist, said all of these people should have been relocated. They shouldn't even be living there.
Yes, and he's absolutely right. It's profound. I mean, Anthony Samsel spent the last 5 years documenting the health impacts, collecting health surveys from people, and there's cancer case after cancer case. And from the evidence that he's gathered as well with Wilma Subra, his conclusion is that people need to relocate. And unfortunately, people in the town cannot afford to relocate, and that would be the government's responsibility and the EPA's. I mean, in our film, we also show the whistleblower that is so he's incredibly brave who stepped forward, Dickie Geiss, and he shows us he's the inside man that took me on the land and showed our cameras where Georgia-Pacific and where he personally dumped chemicals in the woods behind people's homes and where it's totally hidden. And right in those woods, Mr. Bowie lives right there. The little girl in our film, Simone Smith, who's 9 years old, who had cancer, and thankfully she's a survivor, but at 9 years old, she had her ovary removed from the cancer. She lives right there where the dumping is being made. And where so many citizens are being impacted. And so what we're seeing is this egregious hiding of the situation. The company is going out of their way to hide this. So they're dumping, hiding the pollution in the woods. And they have also spent $4 million, which our whistleblower personally attested to as well, spent $4 million on a fence to keep the community out. And I personally witnessed that in 2011. There was no fence. People in the community, it's in rural Arkansas, and people in the community go into the woods. It's a part of their activity in their daily life, and they're hunters, and they do sports back there. And now within a few years of being there with our documentation, we witnessed this massive fence being put up that's right near Mr. Bowie's house. And he points it out in the film that they spent $4 million. And that $4 million they could have chose to spend on retrofitting their plant and upgrading and modernizing it, which is possible. And that point is such a strong point to make that the Koch brothers who own Georgia-Pacific are making a choice, and they can choose to retrofit and modernize their plant. Our whistleblower in the film has worked at other Georgia-Pacifics, and the other Georgia-Pacifics he's worked for, he said he'd never seen anything like this when he came to cross it. He was horrified. He couldn't believe the lack of regulations, the egregious dumping and hiding of chemical waste. And he personally also was poisoned by hydrogen sulfide gas. He suffered extreme toxicity, and his doctor confirmed it, and it was directly linked to the plant.
That is Natalie Kotke Masako. She is Company Town's director, writer, and producer. This is a new documentary that looks at the citizens of Crossett, Arkansas. It's home to Georgia-Pacific, one of the country's largest paper mills and chemical plants owned by the billionaire Koch brothers. Scientists have detected 74 different chemicals being released in the air from the facility. Residents are dying from cancers that scientists link to those toxins. We're also joined by David Bowie, pastor and community leader in Crossett, where he has lived for 30 years. Pastor Bowie worked at Georgia-Pacific for 10 years. He uses his breathing machine 4 times a day, and residents in 11 out of 15 homes on his street, Penn Road, have died of cancer. Coming up after the break, we'll talk more about what we are learning from the documentary Company Town and why the EPA is not taking action. This is Your Call. We'll be back after this. If you have a guest idea or a show idea, we'd love to hear from you. Feedback at yourcallradio.org. Today we are talking about a new documentary called Company Town, and you can see the trailer at yourcallradio.org. It's now open in LA and New York, and hopefully it'll open soon in Northern California. It takes a look at how citizens are fighting the Koch brothers in Crossett, Arkansas. That town is home to Georgia-Pacific, one of the country's largest paper mills and chemical plants. You've probably bought products that are made at this plant. Brawny, paper towels, Dixie cups, quilted northern toilet paper. 74 chemicals are released from this plant into the air and the rivers, and residents are dying from cancers. We're talking about this with Natalie Kotke Masako, Company Town's director, writer, and producer. She spent 6 years working on this film. Pastor David Bowie is a community leader who's lived in Crossett, Arkansas for 30 years. He worked at Georgia-Pacific for 10 years. He, like so many other people, uses a breathing machine, and his shortness of breath just gets worse. Residents in 11 of 15 homes on his street have died of cancer. Let's go next to Lenore in Oakland. Hi, Lenore. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I wanted to thank you, Pastor Bowie and Natalie, for this great program. I wanted to mention that I've spent at least a year in the school system in the Bay Area as a substitute teacher. And during that time, I noticed that many of the schools have Georgia Pacific copier paper, you know, just stacks of it. So I wanted to suggest that one of the things that we can do as parents and to help support the people of Crossett and particularly the children is to ask if Georgia Pacific is being used as a vendor and to press the school administration to, in light of everything that is being revealed, to use and buy different kinds of paper.
All right, thank you. Pastor Bowie, we've got two phone calls about making a decision not to buy these products. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that that would, excuse me, that really would get their attention because I just take the kids at heart. I just really, it really hurts me to see them operate in a city and disregard the people, the citizens who are here. Although we have people migrating in here to work, but the citizens are being mistreated so badly, so wrongfully when you treat a child this way. And if anybody can come up with a means or way that can get their attention and make them rectify their position toward the community, we don't think that they want to change because even the city council and the Coram Court and those people who have authority, they just go along with whatever. Because Georgia Pacific can drop a donation here, a donation there to these people, and they look the other way. Those people are the ones. When I came here, it was so pathetic to see how a handful of people that would never be changed, you never vote them out and put new people in, they can allow Georgia Pacific to take a road that the taxpayers have paid for to keep it kept up over the years. And Georgia Pacific, since 3 years ago, come in, put the fence up, put gates up, block that road up out that people can't travel that road, those roads anymore, because they resent what I'm saying and what others are doing to try to recognize the fact that they are not being fair with the citizens of this community. And all the taxpayers' money have went into keeping these roads up over the years, and they can come in and just, and then they try to change the names of the lakes and the creeks. They try to change the name to protect or to hide what they're doing. It's just so many unrighteous things that are being done here that somebody out there can hear and understand our problem, and somebody know the right people that they can. And you don't have to announce that you're coming. Just come at any time, drop of the hat, and just see for yourself what we're talking about, like Natalie and the film crew and those people, that Tony Samsel and Cheryl, and those people just came in, Wilma Suba. They just came in. One day Wilma was in my yard, and I didn't know she was even there until she knocked on the door. And we came out to greet her, and she said, "This is not a good time to fellowship in the yard. Let's go inside." You see, this is real. This is nothing that's made up. We're not trying to run Georgia Pacific out of town or close them down. We want them to be fair. Be fair. Please be fair with the citizens, our young people, our senior citizens. Be fair with the people who keep you in operation. Just be fair. That's all we want.
Natalie, what about the bigger question here? Because the University of Massachusetts and others have found that Koch Industries is one of the worst violators of air quality in the United States. Georgia Pacific has broken the Clean Water Act, but still got a permit from the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, which is supposed to enforce the laws. And then you have, many of the scientists talked about this in the film, that the Crossett School District ranks in the nation's top 1 percentile for exposure to cancer-causing chemicals. And Ashley County, where the plant is located, has a higher rate of cancer than the entire state of Arkansas. So what about the bigger question of the government actually doing its job here?
Right. No, that's an excellent point and question. Environmental justice is a huge fight that's happening in America, and that impacts the poor and communities of color. And what we're seeing in Crossett, Arkansas, is this grave situation that's predominantly a community of color that's impacted by this pollution. And the EPA and the ADEQ have completely failed to do their job and step up. And so much of it is political pressure that we talk about in the film, and that there is mountains of research out there upon which the Koch brothers are huge, huge political contributors to deregulation, and to deregulation specifically of the Environmental Protection Agency. And that directly impacts Crossett residents, and Crossett really truly represents towns across the country that are impacted and polluted by big business. And this political influence is a direct correlation of what we're seeing on the ground in Crossett. And the data that is out there, it's uncanny, and it's a direct link with the chemicals that are released in Crossett to the cancers that exist there, and the respiratory illnesses and the various diseases that exist that our scientists have concluded. And the Georgia-Pacific plant and Koch Industries is the nation's top 10 air polluter, as you mentioned, according to the University of Massachusetts. And also, in addition to Ashley County having a higher cancer rate, they also have a high stroke rate, which is a direct link to the hydrogen sulfide that we've detected and that Wilma Subra and Cheryl Slavant have revealed in the film as well, that the high stroke rate is a direct connection with the hydrogen sulfide. And so again and again that we see in the film where we're embedded with the EPA. And that was a huge part that we wanted as the filmmakers to tell that side of the story that is often invisible is the government's involvement. And it is blatantly obvious by the testimony and the door-to-door illness and cancer and the physical and visual evidence of where the company stands, along with the scientific evidence that we've gathered, that there is a link with these cancers and Georgia-Pacific's pollution. And then the other side of the story is that's invisible is what is the government doing? And how do communities like Crossett across the country, how do they stand up to their to a company, and how do they get the government to pay attention to them? And what we tell that I think is incredibly unique and rare is being embedded with the government and being on the ground with them. In the film, we see them pick up waste on a contractor's land. Ken Atkins, a worker in our film who also stepped forward and exposed the dumping that he did as a contractor for the company, and that later he regretted. And in that regret, he stepped forward and wanted to shine a light on the problem. And we have the government regulators from EPA on the ground, and they pick up the waste and they say they don't know what to do with it. They look the other way. They look shameful often in the film. They're at community meetings admitting that they've known about the problem in Crossett for 20 years and they haven't done anything about it. So the other angle to this story is the government, and that's the other deeper layer going on. It's Georgia-Pacific and Koch Industries' responsibility. They're polluting these people, and they're the ones they're killing them. Their plant is literally killing these people, and the government is not stepping up.
Natalie Kotkimasako is Company Town's director, writer, and producer. She spent 6 years documenting air and water pollution and cancer deaths in Crossett, Arkansas. She interviewed community members, scientists, government officials, and so many more. We're also joined by Pastor David Bowie. He lives in Crossett, Arkansas. He's lived there for 30 years. He worked at Georgia Pacific for 10 years. He uses a breathing machine 4 times a day, and his shortness of breath continues to get worse. Pastor Bowie, did you want to jump in there?
Yes, may I add that?
Sure.
EPA, and they had told us so often 3 years ago they couldn't go on private property. They couldn't go on private property. They just couldn't go on private property. And then in the last year or so, they decide to go on private property, and they say, we've always been able to go on private property. When they asked me something, for instance, last year, they asked me, Mr. Bowie, we want to put up some monitors and get our own testing and get our own results. Georgia Pacific have a monitor right behind my house here, and they've had it there for 2 or 3 years, but EPA come out and want to put their own monitor up, and they asked me, where could we put monitors up that would give us, I said, I can give you some good location. So out of all the locations, they taken 9 of the areas that I had given them, and then they took 11 of places that they wanted to put monitors up on Georgia Pacific property. And so they said, Mr. Bowie, we're going to monitor this for 6 months. We're starting in January, this past January, and we'll finish up in June, and we'll get with you guys no later than August and give you guys the results. It is October, and we still haven't gotten results. I talked with Tressa Tillman, who's one of the finest person to deceive you and come up with far-fetched ideas. Oh, Mr. Bowie, we're calculating the information, and it'll probably be November, December before we can. But ADEQ has to set up a meeting. I said, why is it that ADEQ has to set up a meeting when EPA was the one that came out and did the research and the monitoring? What ADEQ has to do with EPA coming to Crossett, telling the citizens of Crossett what we've been exposed to before you started monitoring and even doing the monitoring and now after the monitoring? What do ADEQ have to do with setting up a timetable for, this is the kind of runaround that we get. When you say one thing, they may ask you, well, Mr. Bowie, what's your problem? What you guys have got going on? You spell it out to them, and then next thing you know, Arkansas Department of Health, ADHD, EPA, you have ADEQ, those people all are in Georgia Pacific. Those people, to us, the citizen, we feel like they're all in the bed together. Mm. They one share with the other one what they find. If they go out and find something, all four of them have a meeting and discuss what the other one found, and they all react in trying to cover up. Because all four of them, Georgia Pacific is wrong for exposing the citizens to what they're exposing the citizens. ADEQ is wrong for not protecting the citizen. Arkansas Department of Health is wrong for not protecting. EPA is wrong. But all of them look out for each other to keep each other out of trouble is what we think is going on.
Well,
I just want to share that.
Yeah, no, thank you. And now you have Scott Pruitt running the EPA, who has connections to the Koch brothers, according to a New York Times investigation, and who has repeatedly sued the EPA as Attorney General of Oklahoma to prevent efforts to regulate pollution. We have only about 5 minutes left, and we have a number of callers on the line. Let's get through a few, and then we'll get final thoughts from Pastor Bowie and Natalie. Let's hear from Heidi in Oakland. Hi, Heidi. Welcome to the show. Thanks for holding.
Thank you for having the show. The pastor, I want to commend you on your courage and your patience. I want to make you aware of some immediate things that can help the people in your community. One thing that can help them dealing physically with cancers is start drinking steam distilled water. Steam distillation takes the petroleum properties out of your water and then carbon filter the water after you steam distill it. There are ways to fix the ground also. Don't be defeated. There are so many people fighting this battle that you're fighting. I don't know if you're aware of the water protectors on the Indian lands in North Dakota. If you aren't aware of them, take a look at the battle that they're going through, and I think it'll give you some more strength, but you seem like you have so much strength, and that's all I wanted to say. Look into steam-distilled water to help your people.
All right. Thank you so much, Heidi. We'll get responses in a minute. Let's go to Eden in Oakland. Hi, Eden.
Hi.
Oh, Eden?
Hi. Hi there.
Hi. Can you turn your radio down, please?
It's not on at all.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm not a doctor or anything, but it seems to me that all these products that they're producing would also be causing cancer, especially if you're, like, excuse the term, wiping your butt with them. You know?
You know?
Why is it that nobody has thought of maybe a group lawsuit countrywide causing cancer because of their product?
Yeah, I mean, it's connected to feminine products, too. We'll get a comment in just a minute. Thank you for that. Let's hear from John in Orange County. Hi, John.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on the film. I haven't seen it yet, but I know it's getting a lot of airtime. And so my question is, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. We're almost out of time.
I'm sorry. My question is, what kind of response or blowback are you getting from this exposure?
Thank you for that. Natalie, have you been able to interview the Koch brothers? Are you hearing from them? Any blowback?
So we requested several interviews with the Koch brothers during the filmmaking process, and they did not respond at all to our multiple attempts. They have discredited the film and our efforts along with Mr. Bowie and the community's efforts on their website, CokeFacts.com, where they publicly discredit the film. And they also, at great lengths, have ramped up their PR campaign. And in Crossett specifically, the local newspaper, which is very significant in a small rural town, it took out a huge ad or a huge page, front page, discrediting, calling us, you know, California filmmaking hacks, trying to dissuade people from speaking to us and create more fear in people from stepping forward and speaking out against the pollution. So yes, they have taken steps to discredit us.
What about media coverage, just quickly, and Natalie? I get an email from Politico every day, and the headline says, Politico Playbook brought to you by Koch Industries. I mean, the Kochs have their hands in a lot of media outlets.
I mean, the Kochs are pervasive, and they've ramped up their campaign, especially with, have you heard of the End the Divide campaign? Jane Mayer from The New Yorker reported it in connection with also our whistleblower stepping forward. So yes, there's an incredible effort on their part that in the media nationally. And something else I also wanted to touch on, which is the urgency of Crossett's story. And since Trump has taken office and appointed Scott Pruitt to head the EPA, and, you know, Scott Pruitt has sued as an Oklahoma Attorney General the EPA 14 times. And this is a person that's now supposed to protect Americans and citizens. And so it's an incredibly urgent moment for communities across the country to step up for environmental justice. And one thing I wanted to be sure to mention as well is we do have a direct action that people can take for Crossett. A lot of the callers have really great points and excellent questions. And a couple of times your callers have mentioned about the products and taking action by not purchasing Georgia Pacific products, which is an excellent point of action. And additionally, I'd like to encourage your callers and people listening to help the brave, courageous people in Crossett to take action by texting CLEANUP 797979 to that number, and that's how you can directly make a difference. And we will, there's an action directed. You can also go to our website, companytownfilm.com. And there is a petition that we have now instituted. Tulane Environmental Law Clinic filed a complaint against the EPA for not protecting the citizens in Crossett. And it's a civil rights petition because the community of color that is disproportionately impacted is part of David Bowie's community in West Crossett, where that community of color is is being hammered every single day by wastewater pollution that runs right behind their homes and the air pollution. And so that civil rights petition is right now at the EPA's desk, and you can take this action by texting that number or going to our website, and you'll see the action there and what steps to take.
Pastor Bowie, we only have 30 seconds left. You're working with Earth Justice on possible legal action. Do you think anything will come from that?
I don't know. I just see that the girl out of Washington, D.C., apparently seemed to have been helpful until I mentioned Tressa Tillman, who works out of Region 6, EPA Region 6 out of Dallas. And when I spoke with her this morning, her personality and attitude was altogether different, because these people out of Region 6 in Dallas, they've been with us 3 years, and they seem like they go along with any and everything that Georgia Pacific does. Hmm. And so that's where we are. We need somebody that has enough authority or know-how that can come forth and help us, the citizens who are suffering and dying in Crossett. We need help now. We don't need to be put on the back burner too much longer, because people are constantly dying. We're having two or three films every week.
Well, we'll definitely continue to follow this very important story. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Natalie Kotke-Masako is Company Town's director and producer, and David Bowie is pastor and community leader in Crossett, Arkansas. You can see the trailer at yourcallradio.org. Thank you both for joining us, and thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's Your Call.
How did one factory challenge the apparel industry's sweatshops? The Alta Gracia factory in the Dominican Republic is the only factory in the Global South to pay workers a living wage. It boasts high health and safety standards and a legitimate union. The new book, Sewing Hope, tells the story of how workers, industry insiders, and labor advocates created an apparel factory committed to treating workers fairly. Is this a model that can be replicated? Join the conversation on the next Your Call with Rose Aguilar and you.